style. So an intense daf, but just to end with one ha'ara that's related to today's daf, a classic Meshech Chachma. And really, this Meshech Chachma has be'etzem very little to do with today's daf, but this is classic Rameir Simcha, where Rameir Simcha is mimerchak tavi lachmoy, and he's discussing one sugya, and he brought a raya from a completely unrelated sugya to what it is he was talking about. So what was Rameir Simcha talking about? He was discussing the well-known machloikis in Shas regarding kedusha rishoyna, kitchel eshaita v'kitchel asad lavai, or kedusha rishoyna, kitchel eshaita v'loy kitchel asad lavai. Kedusha shnia, kitchel eshaita v'kitchel asad lavai, or kedusha shnia, kitchel eshaita v'loy kitchel asad lavai. So this topic is a topic that was from the Dvarim Ha'imdim Berumay Shalaylam throughout Shas and come out every single Masechta. It was Machlokes Tana, Machlokes Amiran, and they debated this point. So what was really the crux of the question? We know that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael in the times of Yeshua ben Nun, they were Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael got Kedusha. The land was Kaddish Lin and Trumas and Maestris and Shvias and Arla and Bikurim. And then later, when they built the Beis HaMikdash, so Yerushalayim and Arabayis, and the Beis HaMikdash had a very, very special Kedusha. And the Kedusha really came, Adank, the Oile Mitzrayim, Yeshua Ben Nun, and all the Yidden that entered Eretz Yisrael, they were Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. And the Tanam had a suffix. They weren't sure. When Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradan Sarah Tabachim destroyed the Beis HaMikdash and took the Yidden out of the land and sent them into Babel, what happened to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? Did Eretz Yisrael maintain its Kedusha even after the Yidden were thrown out of the land, even after the Beis HaMikdash was Charev? Or maybe, as long as the Yidden were there, it had Kedusha. But once they were thrown out of the land, it no longer had Kedusha. Meaning, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Eshaita, the Kitchel Asad Lavi, even after the Yidden were forced out of Eretz Yisrael, or Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Eshaita, Abavalai Kitchel Asad Lavi. As soon as the Yidden were thrown out of the land, Eretz Yisrael no longer had Kedusha. The Imtim Tzoloi Mar Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Eshaita, Valoi Kitchel Asad Lavi, the Tanam debated another Shaila. What about Kedusha Shnia? When the Yidden went up to Eretz Yisrael for the second time, in the times of Ezra, if Eretz Yisrael had lost its Kedusha, then obviously they had to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael since Vaitimo. That Kedusha for sure lasted as long as the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael. But then the Romans destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash. So what happened to Kedusha Shnia then? What happened when the Yidden were thrown out of the land for the second time? Kedusha Shnia, Kitchel Eshaita v'Kitchel La'asad Lavai, or Kedusha Shnia, Loi Kitchel Eshaita v'Loi Kitchel La'asad Lavai. L'maisa, the Rambam in Perek Vav, in Hilchas Beis Abchir Paskins, the Rambam says, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Eshaita, V'loi Kitchel Asad Lavai. The Rambam has a very famous carve-out, and the Rambam says that that's only as it relates to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Kedushas Yerushalayim Beis HaMikdash is B'pnei Hashchino, and the Rambam says that's Kitchel Asad Lavai, and that's why the Rambam says, B'zman Hazeh, technically, theoretically, Makriven, Afal Pishayim Beis. But we're not focusing on that part of the Rambam. The Rambam says, as it relates to Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Eshaita V'loi Kitchel Asad Lavai. Abi Kedusha Shnia, says the Rambam, that's Kitchel Eshaita V'Kitchel Asad Lavai. So the Rambam says, Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Eshaita V'loi Kitchel Asad Lavai. Kedusha Shnia is Kitchel Eshaita V'Kitchel Asad Lavai. And the Rambam says a very lamdisha hesber, what the difference is between Kedusha Rishayna Kitchel Shnia. The Rambam says the whole mahalach of how Eretz Yisrael was Neskadish during the first Kedusha was fundamentally different than the way Eretz Yisrael was Neskadish during the second Kedusha, and that plays a role as to whether the Kedusha would survive the Yidden being in Eretz Yisrael or not survive the Yidden being in Eretz Yisrael. That's the Shita Sarama. So Rameir Simcha Meshech Chachma in Parshas B'Shalach says that Yesh Loimar, an Oymek Pnimi, into the Shita Sarama, what the difference is between Kedusha Rishayna that's Loi Kitchel Asad Lavai and Kedusha Shnia, that's Kitchel Asad Lavai. Says Rameh Simcha, I'll explain it to you with a mashal. There's a sugya in the end of the seventh parak in Masechtas Yevamos, where the Gemara discusses Barichos, a Kohenes, a Levi of the Yisraelis, that are Nivala to apostle. So the halacha is, they're no longer allowed to eat Truma. They're no longer allowed to marry a Kai. But just to keep it simple, a Kohenes, that's Nivala to apostle, so the halacha is, she's not allowed to eat Truma. The Gemara says in Masechtas Bechiris, Daf Nem Zayin Amid Aleph, a Leviya, a bas levi, shenishbis, or shenivala be'ilaz nos, if she was nivala to apostle, nois nalam and amaiser ve'oicheles. The halach is she's allowed to continue to eat maiser. A kayen eats truma. A levi eats maiser. If a kohenes, who's also allowed to eat truma, she's bas kohen, is nivela to apostle, she loses her schos to be able to eat truma. However, if a levi, a bas levi, is nivela to apostle, she doesn't lose her ability to be able to eat meiser. So said Rav Meir Simcha, what's the hesber? He said the hesber is pashit. The reason is because kedushas kohuna is a much greater kedusha than kedushas levia. And here's the rule. The more kadosh something is, the more sensitive it is. And as a result, the more vulnerable it is. The less kadosh something is, the less sensitive it is, and the less vulnerable it is. Kedushas kohuna, mitzat oitzim kedushasai, is so sensitive that in the event that a kohenes that has kedushas kohuna is nivala to apostle, it defiles, it's pagim the kedusha, and she no longer is able to eat truma. But Kedushas Leviyah is not on that same level. And as a result, it's not so sensitive. So if it's not so sensitive, if Leviyah is going to be Nivala to Apostle, the B.S. Psul is not going to have the ability to be Poygim or Kedushas Leviyah. And it's for that reason, said Rav Meir Simcha, that's why she's going to be able to continue to eat Meiser. So Zokta Meshach Achma, that Kedusha Rishayna was a Kedusha. Kedusha Shniyah was a Kedusha. However, the two Kedushas were fundamentally different. The Gemara says in Masech Tzuma Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis that there were five things that were lacking in the second Beis HaMikdash that the Yidden had in the first Beis HaMikdash. Amongst those five were the Arin, the Shechina. There was no Shechina during Bayis Sheni. Now, of course, there was Shechina. But qualitatively speaking, relative to what the Yidden had during Bayis Rishon, what they had during Bayis Sheni paled in comparison to the point that Chazal said that there was no Shechina during Bayis Sheni. So says Rav Meir Simcha, that's clear, that the Kedusha Rishoyna, which happened al Yidei Shechina, it happened al Yidei Aroin, it happened al Yidei Nevi'im, Yeshua Benun, was on a much greater level than the Kedusha Shniyah, which happened in a world where there were no Nevi'im anymore, in a world where there was no Aroin, in a world where Chazal said that there was no Shechina. So if that's the case, Kedusha Rishoyna was a much greater Kedusha than was Kedusha Shniyah. That's why Kedusha Rishoyna, as soon as the Babylonians came, and they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, Ubov Vafritzim V'Chiladua, they were Mechala the Kedusha to the point that Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel Ashaita, Aber V'loi Kitchel Asalavai. Kedusha Shniyah, says Rav Meir Simcha, was never on such a Madrega. Kedusha Shniyah, because it was a lesser Kedusha, so over there, even though the Goyim came and they defiled it, but at the same time they didn't have the ability to completely destroy it and obliterate it. And for that reason, Kedusha Shni is Kitchel Ashaita V'Kitchel Asalavai. In the words of Rav Meir Simcha, Kedusha Rishoyna was like Kedushas Kohuna. Kedusha Shniyah was like Kedushas Leviyah. And just like Kedushas Kohuna, mitzad oitzen Kedushasai, it's so sensitive, and therefore Nivel al-Apostle, Dalacha, she's no longer allowed to eat Truma. In that same vein, as soon as the Goyim came and they started prancing on the Beis HaMikdash, it was Mechal the ganze Kedusha. And therefore it was like Kitchel Asalavai. Oh, but Bayis Sheni was Kedushas Leviyah. Kedushas Leviyah is not as sensitive. A Leviyah could be Nivel to Apostle, and the Gemara says, she's allowed to continue to eat Meiser. Why? Because her whole Kedusha in the first place wasn't so stark. And as a result, it's not so sensitive to Tumah. So Zokra Meir Simcha, Bayis Sheni was Kedushas Leviyah. And because it was Kedushas Leviyah, so it's for that reason it was less sensitive, and that's why it was Kitcha L'Shaita, and it was Kitcha L'Asalavai. Rav Meir Simcha, in this shtickle, says a second nusach. In this vart, a little bit of a deeper nosach, ayin sham, but this is the vart of Rav Meir Simcha. Rav Meir Simcha says there's a fundamental difference between Kedushas Kohuna and between Kedushas Leviyah. And because of this fundamental difference, it's for that reason that a kohenis that's nivelo to apostle, she's not allowed to eat truma, but a leviyah that's nivelo to apostle is allowed to eat meiser. And the reason comes from the fact that a kohenis has much more kedusha, and because she has much more kedusha, so it's for that reason she's much more sensitive, as opposed to a leviyah who has less kedusha, and because she has less kedusha, so it's for that reason less sensitive. But the bottom line is a fundamental difference between kedushas kohuna and between kedushas leviyah.